Yes. This is the satsang. Good morning. On the 13th of December 2009, Pujini Ruma, Guru Purnima 2003 LA. Question and answer sessions going on correct versus exact versus wrong versus ideal versus pure worldly interactions. Supposing the question is that supposing somebody says I'm fine but you're not fine. Somebody who makes such kinds of distinctions in relative interactions, says Niruma, is not a Mahatma. You cannot say, my interaction is correct and yours is wrong. He has slipped from the real to the relative. In other words, one continues to, he says, this questioner was asking something which is in the relative level, but he is substituting the question as if he's asking for somebody else. Then Niruma says, are you asking about yourself with reference to your own file one interactions? And the gentleman says, I need to meet you personally to discuss this. So Niruma replies that the one who remains in the agnas, he is convinced that he wants to settle the file, to dispose the file, to deal with it with equanimity. He is not concerned with trying to make himself or herself right or wrong in this. And there is no such vision that if the ego will say he did not remain in agna. Really, the one who wants liberation should let go, and that is an internal thing. There is no insistence in the relative. There is no even subtle insistence, and there is no subtle branding of this, oh, you're not in agna and I'm in agna, etc. Now whatever he's saying, the microphone is off here. Niruma says, really, who is the one who is kind of hangs on to this junk? It is the ego only. It's the ego that doesn't want to let go of this thing, particularly in very close relationships at home. File 1, file 2. Sirishbhai asks Niruma to repeat, and she says, really, when there is F1, F2 interactions going on, and then what happens is, both say that I'm in agna, there is a very subtle intent or bhav which says I'm in agna, and that is totally wrong. There is really the one, there is not even a subtle unsaid statement of I'm in agna or I'm not in agna. The one who is in agna is being seen by the one who is really installed in agna. The whole idea is to be installed in agna, not in to try to quote unquote remain in agna, which is, yes, that is the middle one, he says, but that's the final state. Really, Niruma says, the ultimate is of course the one who is aware of the one who is in agnas, and then of course at the other end of the spectrum is the one who lets go of the link and the continued persistence and with the ego at a very subtle level, which wants to play the game and wants to have people around him remain in agna, but itself refuses to remain in agna. And that is the nature of the intellectual ego and the intellect-based ego and the ego. Ultimately, it is a state, says Niruma, where there is no wanting to have it one way or the other. Next question. You talked about uchit shuddh vevar. Uchit shuddh vevar means the elevated. Is it above the good and bad? Is it above shubh and ashubh?
Uchit
Uchit shud. Uchit means elevated and sure pure. So it is elevated pure vyavahar. It is not ideal pure. It is not pure, but it is. It has been certainly elevated and it has transcended the level of the good and the bad interaction, says Niruma. So, but in the karmic path, it is only nothing but just going back and forth between shubh and ashubh, right? Is it Niruma? Is there the good and the bad is discharged? Niruma says yes, it is a discharge even for those who have not attained gnan. However, do not know that it is discharged. They do not understand this term discharge with when they believe that I am Jeff, I am Nada, I am Patrick, I am the this body. Suppose the question is, if I remain as a self, then will I be able to deal with the equanimity, with the vyavahar, the worldly interaction? Exactly, Niruma says yes. And one of the cardinal ways in which you remain as a self is through the five agnas, and therefore, so then whatever remains in front of you, Y capital S capital self, you the self is vyavahar, the worldly interaction that is essentially exactly as it is, and it's just unfolding, and you are supposed to just deal with it with equanimity without entering into it or interfering with it. Niruma, the question. Suppose Niruma, instead of looking at all the worldly interactions, is it good to just focus on the interaction of file number one with the others? Niruma says ultimately you'll have to come to that only. You really have to kind of focus entirely on what file one is doing with reference to other people, and see how, what ticks him, makes him tick. Ultimately, says Niruma, yes, that is ultimately that's what you have to do. I said, Niruma, if I just continue watching what file number one is doing, and if I remain as the S capital self, is it okay? Niruma says if file number one becomes without kashais, without anger, greed, deceit and pride, then the work is over. Niruma, vyavahar remains, worldly interaction remains until the last breath, does it not? This question. Before knowledge, after attaining knowledge, then the self is there, then whatever it is, and everything, the vyavahar is under the control of SCE. Here, this man is summarizing what Niruma is saying. So he is saying. So if there is interacting difficulty, then if one reverts back to the self, supposing even in situations of interference, Niruma says there are two ways of coming back away from such interference. One is pratikraman, and the second is, of course, agna, the latter being the preferential. File number one sometimes insists that it wants this thing for sure and doesn't want to let go. Do I need to mess with that vyavahar? In other words, I'm aware that file number one wants this specifically and is insistent. Then Niruma says, set file one with reference to five agnas. How do you set five agnas? supposing she wants to eat something terribly, very, very much, she wants, she's desiring something, then you have to, UY capital, say that this is a file, and you just, oh, this is a file of eating, and you have to deal with it equanimity. We cannot really. Yes, yes, if you really, if when you're eating, how long do you remember that this is just a file? Your mind is wandering, your correction, your mind is in absorbed in thoughts, your chit is wandering. Niruma says when something very pleasant comes on your plate, on dinner table, then it is very difficult to remain the knower of it as if that this is just a file. When it is unpleasant material served to you on the dinner table, then it may be easier to for you to say that this is a file and the file is being settled.
Next.
Supposing example, Sindhuma Suresh wants to eat jalebi, sweet stuff. Supposing I watch that Suresh eating, and as soon as the jalebi is over, should I tell him that? He will say, yes, I will not. He'll still ask for more of it. And so it may continue to demand more. Eating with awareness is very, very critical. Dada used to say that. Dada used to like certain food items, but he recognized that he would not, Dada says that a favorite item, he would make a very small piece of it and then feed it to his body. And then he'll put it inside. And then he will just kind of savor it. And he will chew it and chew it and chew it until it really liquefies. And then it will let it go inside. He will make 15 pieces of a piece that you and I would finish in about 3 bites. This is how he was trying to... Niruma, it says that we do not take much quantity. Initially before I used to just eat a hell of a lot of jalebis, a lot of them. But now I'm slowly increasing. Now you just need to see what it is. I'm just showing you what Dada used to do it. Dada Shri says, in this manner, by feeding it a lot of it, whatever it likes, but very small portions of it, this is the way we keep the mind of Ambalal M. Patel happy. Whereas if you just gulp it down, there is zero awareness of what you have eaten and what exactly you have eaten. So is this by... if it demands, if the body demands, I want this cheesecake, you can certainly now say, okay, I'll give it to you, but this is the technique. You just make very tiny pieces of it and then feed it very slowly so that it chews it very slowly and savors it and takes five times the time that it would have otherwise taken to engulf the cheesecake. What should I do if in my attempts to really make my worldly life appear very pleasant, very nice in the eyes of others, it doesn't happen and then it becomes very complicated and therefore I get tired. Supposing you have come to my town in Houston, but then my question was, will you come only once a year, but you know, do I go to the engagement or some of a friend or do I come here? So how do you make these adjustments? One is a worldly interaction, And then in Nishchaya Vyavahar, that is you, Y capital Niruma, have come here. So if we don't go to those advanced worldly functions like key functions and parties, they get offended. Niruma, supposing both has come together at the same time, both. Many people have these conflicts. So there is, it says in the worldly parties, go ahead and give an expensive gift in advance. Just send the gift and say, listen, it is not possible for us to come. Aviti, with a lot of love, we are telling you we cannot come. But we have come in advance to tell you, please, we would very much like to have attended, but we are not able to come because we have a very important function. But we will come, we will certainly come for the wedding, but we can't come to the engagement. And we will stay longer in the wedding. But there are ways of kind of bypassing it. Supposing you have a blood relation in some, your own sister or your brother's children getting married, then they would get more offended. So there you have no choice but to go, because there is a heavy file. But there's long distance relations, and wedding invitations, etc. is something that is a choice that you know how to manipulate and how to really avoid. You are certainly not getting married there, are you? Niruma, previously there was a graduation, I didn't go, there was a Guru Purnima. Because usually when you come here, Niruma, in the summer months, a lot of activities are happening in the United States and a lot of worldly functions are going on. And so we do also tell them in advance that if you keep the function on a such and such a date, we cannot come. This woman, so she's just going into the nitty-gritty of all of this complications of trying to arrange the calendars with reference to Niruma's arrival versus their worldly obligations. And that is the gist of her question. I'm summarizing it. And she's still going on in nitty-gritty detail. I'm not going to translate it. So it says every time there is some dada function going on. Niruma says the Jains have it very good. They know that even when they have and they decide at the age of 50 that. They declare at the age of 50 that after the age of 50 we are not going to attend any weddings because this is our decision. And they all agree, because then they say, okay, the old fogies are not going to be there. So this is a good. And so once there is such a decision at the age of 50, then they recognize that this person is not going to come. And then this lady goes on to question that when they wear white, they say this is almost sometimes people wear this plain clothes is when this indicates that there is, are you guys are in some kind of a sorrow mode, or are you trying in a grieving mode, or are you going to some kind of a sadhu mode, for instance. So if they're going to, Niruma says, if they object with your clothes, then you, there's another cue for you not to go there. You could make a condition. I will come to your parties and weddings if you come to my satsang even once. Again, the same line of conversation is going on from this woman. About now work situation, and so we are doing, our job is such that we are doing overtime, so we cannot come. So they all know that when she is in overtime, she can't come. But they somehow make conditions. Why do you go to your dada functions for extended periods of time, 2-3 months at a time, in the summer months, and you do not attend any one of our well-intentioned invitations? Again. So now this woman is saying, now those people have a kind of resigned to the idea that this couple is not going to come. So her problem is essentially solved, but yet she has asked this question. She says, now the world has decided, as far as the two of us are concerned, that they may or may not come. So now again she is now going in a circle. She says, have they really let us go, or we have not cleared our files? Niruma says, if you have internal vibrations of ragdvesh, then you have to do pratikraman. But if you do not have any internal ragdvesh vibrations, then you are done free. You are trying to project your expectations onto the other person's mind. That is not correct.
File number one related question.
File number one is the question. Next question. He says, file number one is very aggressive in work. It says, the higher I rise in my work at work level, file number one is entering into more complexities of politics at the work situation. So how I know that file number one is aggressive, so how should I keep my keep file number one's equanimity? Niruma says, keep it separate. Just keep it separate. You already saying that is file number one, so it is file number one, it's not yours, is it? And then you should tell him. You should tell him that whatever he does, that he should deal with it with equanimity, the other files, and also to avoid rag and dvesh. If you keep it separate from within, then there will be no suffering and there will be no issue. It is when the separation does not remain, then it is fine. So are you saying that whatever file number one is not wrong? Niruma says, no, there is nothing called right or wrong with reference to file number one. File number one, therefore, is under the influence of Vyavasthit, SCE. And the natural way of file number one is that whatever it likes, it will go into that direction. Whatever it does not like, it's going to repel from it and move away from it. And Dada Shri would come a little bit early to Masibas, that's Niruma's aunt's place. Come early, and she would make so many wonderful items for him. He would eat them, and then wait for them for satsang. And one day there were very nice dahi vada came. This yogurt filled special. Tasty. On that day they were particularly tasty. Dada took one. He liked it. And so then he took another one. Niruma says, I liked it, so I took another one. Dada looked at me, Niruven. Let's remain in discipline. And whatever Dada tells Niruben, whatever you love to eat, eat less, and whatever you do not like to eat, you can freely eat whatever you want of that item. Niruma says, wow, Dada made such an observation, and that she kept it. So whatever you love to eat, eat less of it, even if it's on the table. And whatever you don't like to eat, you're free to eat whatever amount you want to eat of that. Niruma. And Niruma, I have another question. Before Gnan, I was a major pujari, a devotee of Lord Shiva. And my dad also was. I would do mantras of Lord Shiva for hours and hours, do all kinds of Shiva stuti. And so after my father passed away, the whole role came on to me, says Devang in Chicago. And so then he says, I made the firm decision that I'll carry on whatever my dad used to do. So it is a very elaborate procedure every morning. And I did cry a lot at that time, and I wanted to carry on whatever my dad wanted to do, and he becomes emotional in front of us now as he's talking about it. It's a matter that is very dear to his heart. And Niruma says, he is with us, he has not gone anywhere, he is with us. Yeah. But now I do regular Shiva Puja. But after Gnan, so I still feel that I have to do Shiva Stotra for 12 days, 12 times. I start the Shiva Stotra, and then I won't not think of anything else, or I listen to Dada's cassettes. And even at work, whenever I have a little break, I am back into Shiva Stotra and listening to Dada. And so then I carry on whichever Shiva Stotra I have not continued. Now I have this Gnan. And then I recognize that by doing that I'm trying to merit karma by doing Shiva Stotra. And so then how can I shift over to Dada Bhagwan and Simandasas Swami in this with the same intensity as I have for Lord Shiva? And I am not able to let go. So how do I set it? Niruma says, whatever you have done all of your life, you got the final result of it from Om Namah Shivaya. I bow to Lord Shiva, you have become Shivoham. I am Shiva, I am Shiva. Shivoham. So the work is accomplished. Supposing you have climbed the steps, a whole bunch of steps, and you have accomplished your task by arriving at the highest floor, do you go back down and do you keep on playing with the steps back and forth? You have to be very, very grateful, says Dada, I have attained everything. Now I know that the maximum that I can go, make a prayer to Lord Shiva that I am. So as you go higher, you have to let go of the lower steps, do you not? So, there is no harm if you let go of it. No, Lord Shiva is not going to be hurt because you stop doing Shiva Stotra. You yourself are Shiva. I am Shuddh Atma, I am pure soul, I am Shiva. You're not going to. And Lord Simandar is also Shiva Swarup, and Lord Krishna is also Shiva Swarup. The eternal Tattva within them, the real element within them, the original I, is the same in all these three Lords. And they are the absolute reasons for the salvation of the world, and they have become the form that brings the rest of the living beings in this world to total salvation. So initially we used to do this without the exact understanding. Now we're doing it with understanding, says Niruma. Next question. What are you saying, Harish Bhai? Next question from the back of the hall there. We can't hear. They're waiting for the microphone to go to the gentleman. Dada Shri has broken our darshan moh, the delusion. Now whatever is left is the discharge moh. The charge moh has been shattered, and the discharge moh has got the residual anger, greed, deceit, pride. Once those are absolutely gone, once those kasha is gone, then absolute enlightenment will happen. So far we've been talking about nishchaya and vyavahar, the self as well as the non-self worldly interaction. We have attained the S capital self, and now Dada has given us the total vision, the absolute vision. And now we just have to deal with the charitra moha, which is the discharging moha. And to remain in the five agnas, And so to remain in the five agnas is our main decision, and that is the awareness. But when I look at all the Mahatmas, when I look at you, yours, and Deepak Bhai's, Vyavar. I want to ask you is that can we other Mahatmas become like you, Niruma and Deepak Bhai? Niruma, can we? Is it possible for us to? Niruma says, absolutely, absolutely. I was even worse than what you had. But I hang on to Dada and to the S capital self in the five agnas, and if they, I think, and then everything will pass. If you just hang on to the S capital self, let everything else go as it is. Nishchay. If you hang on to the Nishchay, this is my life. This is my everything. This S capital is everything. Everything else is to be settled only. Then it gets done. Niruma, but sometimes the evidences arise in such a manner that there are so many things going on, then it is impossible, then it is not. Niruma says, he says wherever in the files in front of whom, and in the specifically human files in front of whom you have awareness, you will have tremendous increase. But when the files present and you enter into rag dvesh or in the nonsense, then obviously you're going to lose the opportunity to rise higher in the self state and to hang on to the self. So Dadash, you've got to say this is not mine, but you believe this is my file, and therefore you suffer, and therefore do not let go of your state, do not let go of who you are, and that is the only way you're not going to get caught up into the rag dvesh or the attachment aversion and the subtle shades of it. So it is so very critical to really hang on to what you have received and to hang on so tightly. Dada Shri has clearly said that our vyavahar, worldly interactions, is with rus, with juice. It is neither unpalatable nor very, very tasty. Everybody loves it. Everybody likes it because there is some energy of pleasure in it. There is energy of pleasantry in it. There is energy of like in it. However, it is still. Now, Niruma, this thing that we have received with you, this is so magnificent, it is so beautiful, we need to cherish and preserve it. Niruma says, yes, indeed, it will slowly, this lamp within you will rise to a very high level of fluminescence and illuminance, like that of ultimately, like all the way up to the sun. That is the way only. The destination ultimately is absolute knowledge for all Mahatmas who have received the knowledge of the Self. But you have to go through the settlement of each file with equanimity. Niruma, this, yes, of course, a lot of energy is lost in useless speech. I'm trying to get it into conduct and the charitra level. However, yes, Niruma says, continue trying to doing the parvrayatna, and that is your purushart. That is ultimately you shall attain it. And as long as the filled junk is expressing, there is nothing you can do except to deal with it with equanimity. Being on the path will open up with tremendous ease, and initially right now you see the big boulders and all the obstructions, but as you stick with it, you will find that it will become clearer and clearer. He says, when it is... He says, He says, when it is happening, it is difficult to really be aware, but it comes back later on. Niruma says, that which is comes back to you, that awareness that is always there at the subsurface, is what you, Y capital, are all about. And that is the unfailing conviction that you have attained in the Gnanvidhi, that I am the pure soul, I am the absolute self, and nothing can take you away from that. Recognize that, and that is your base from which you proceed further. The rest is a filled stock from past life. There is no telling it is going to come out. Sometimes it might feel like, you know, a lot of dark water is coming from the tap. At other times there is clear water coming, but it is all just taking out. Niruma, that rag and dvesh that is happening in discharge, is it not? So Niruma says, after awakening in Gnana, if you keep it separate, even the rag and dvesh, and do pratikraman for it, then it is discharge and it will be done with it. Niruma, I am still. What is the... Is there a link between Dada's pre-Gnan state? At the age of 13. He said it with his intellect, he says. The Gnana unfolded. He says with the intellect he recognized that he has, that the Lord resides in every being. Niruma says that at the age of 13, Dada found out that the Lord resides within every being. Supposing if you want to give. Niruma, you see, this is still the question going on within his. So in other words, if you see the self in all, then it is at two levels of it. In other words, those who stick on only the relative interactions, then Dada Sri says, then you cannot proceed further without looking at the self. And those who are looking on the self only and not negating the vyavahar, then he says, no, you will have to improve the worldly interaction. So this is this eternal conflict. If I am at the self level, ultimately, Niruma says, if the ultimate goal is the purity, Niruma says, yes, that purity can only be attained only after.
જે વ્યવહાર નિશ્ચય નું પ્રતિપાદન કરે એને જ ભગવાન શુદ્ધ વ્યવહાર કહ્યો
See, there is a sutra of Dada which is the essential key thing, that any worldly interaction that does not take into account the S capital self or the soul within him is considered useless in worldly interaction, and the Lord has not considered it correct worldly interaction. Now that is a sutra, that is an aphorism. Now, you know, it depending on the view with which one looks at it, because the one who has not attained the self, how can he look at the self? But that is the statement of Lord Mahavir and Dada Shri. But and therefore those who just kind of, but that statement has been said with the perspective of those people who totally negate the soul, the self in other people, and continued hurting each other. Whereas from the perspective of the one who has already been enlightened in the Gnanvidhi of Dada Shri, this becomes, he has already attained the soul, and therefore for him the worldly interaction becomes inconsequential. It becomes something that has to be just kind of observed that it is, because he has now totally escaped from it. He is beyond it in a sense, and he's not to mess with it any further. Right. So now, there is a pause here. No, so now Sashikant Bhai from Chicago comes in. He says there is a conflict between Nishchay. And so I'm just going to read your own summary out of Aptavani 12. So now he's in Aptavani 12, in volume. He's reading the summary of Nirumas on Nishchay and Vevar. And he's just reading it. What is the essence of Akram Vignan? I am pure soul only. I am absolutely the knower and seer. And whatever is happening is nothing but that which was designed in the past life and is unfolding in this life, and one has to just continue to see it. It is you have written Niruma. This is where if supposing there is Phil's talk, if he does not know, then it is an error. But if he recognizes that it is a Phil's talk, and if he does not see it separate, then it's an error. And so he does not oppose that is the Phil junk. And so if he does not oppose the Phil's talk that is coming it out, then if he continues to and says, and finally to keep it separate, and as he says, and so he says, not only should it be separate, and if it is wrong, then there should be a strong opposition of pragna from within, and with this, with the opposition of the pragna that is within, then there will be no further loss. He's trying to. He says there have been lots of questions of Nishchay and Vevar in this. He says we tend to complicate it a lot. He is saying the Dada's Vignan is simple to separate. Is. Okay. Niruma, will you please explain what do you mean by to see and know? If you can see what is happening. If you can see within what is happening, if you can see your own junk within you, that is called seeing. And then if you can see it exactly as separate, then you are separate. If you are separate, then there is no connection at all within. And what is that is the thing? Now what is Janyu there? And It says that to know is through, not through prajna. The awakened soul is the knower. It's much. He says to see what is jhanyo. Again, he's repeating. He says the knower in the seer is only one. It is really the knower and the seer is only the one, but you cannot, it is not a separate process. One is in the process of the knowing only, and at other times he is in the process of seeing. So he will know that this is happening and this is he says, in other words, it is in his awareness. And when it is, but she says when it is exactly separate, and then when it is exactly separate and exactly as it is, then it is a combined state of knowing and seeing. But for Mahatmas, they are aware that it is separate, but then they know that there is kashais, and they know that kashais have happened, but then they get veiled and then they kind of move on to another topic without really even. Yes, we know that it is, but however, we are not seeing it. So he says, correct, so you got to really have to see it. Who is it happening? Whose is it? Who is making it arise? Whose is it? Who am I in this thing? What is the relationship of it? And then, so to specifically look at the specific aspects of why this is hanging on within you is to see it. Who is, what component is overactive? Is it the intellect that is overactive? Is it about the mind? Is it of the chit? Is, and to then to keep on at it, then as you keep on looking at it, then you will be able to see it as exactly as it is. Are you saying that we have to talk to him? Yes. It's only when you talk to him specifically, then there is an exact separation. But yes, naturally we sometimes know that it is there, but actually when I talk to him, then I can separate exactly, and that is the seeing. Nirma says, yes. Yes, you're walking along the road and you see, you know, hundreds and thousands of people on the road. But you see, you don't see that. If you ask them, what was this person? No. But if you say this person was wearing this much, this was wearing, he was dressed in this specific manner. But you see, no, you are somewhere. But if you are lost in something else, you will not observe even the number of people that are in front of you. But supposing something very junky arises in front of you, would you not look at it? Because it is part of your non-self complex, unquote, unquote. It is part of file one, and therefore it will have to go. Somebody interrupted. Yesterday somebody interrupted this link of questioning. And so now, she says, yesterday there was... Is it because I'm not able to see it? I can see in a general manner that it is there, but is there a deficiency of my inability to see it exactly as it is? He says, yes, that is why you have the samayik, says Niruma. Yes, because, you know, what remains to be seen, what is not seen in exactness, you can then take on the samayik. Another question. What is? How can I see Shuddhatma Niruma, this gentleman? So I can look at Shirish Bhai. Yes, guys, can I see? How can I see? And that is because there is the by external eyes you will see Shirish, but Shuddhatma cannot be seen with these eyes. It is part of an inner darshan, an inner vision that you have attained in the Gnanvidhi. It is an inner vision. You cannot see that by relative viewpoint he is Shirish, but again, the vision that you have received by a real viewpoint, that is your awareness that he is pure soul. It is in your khyal, it is in your khyal, that is called darshan. That is the darshan, khyal or the vision. Darshan means to see. And once it comes into your experience through the penance and through the degree, do you think that khyal? Is there a way for it, or does that awareness arise automatically? Niruma says, yes, after the Jnanvidhi, it arises by itself. And then if the more you use it, the more you apply it, then it will increase. But if you do not apply it in the initial phases after the Jnanvidhi, then of course it will be, you will lose it, because the old one will take over, is it not? But it is therefore the instructions of the five Agnas are that when you go out, that you have to make a setting. When you say Shuddhatma, Shuddhatma, what does it really mean? What do you mean by perception? How do you? It is not an external perception, says Niruma. It is an internal vision. He says, when you look at the pure soul, the self within another person, you have anand, you have bliss. That is, when you see the self in another person, then it is natural. Then there is bliss. Whereas when you see only the packing, then you will be in ragdvish. He says, see the pure soul as you take a walk for an hour in everybody, or when you're driving in your neighborhood, or whatever you're doing, when you're going to buy vegetables or in the grocery store, anything, for an hour continuously, you will have the fountains of bliss arising within you, says Niruma. But how do I bring him back? Because this person who is seeing it, he goes away into another one. So Niruma says, then bring him back and tell him, see the self, see the self, see the self. In other words, the awakened one within is supposed to see the self. But if he becomes if he becomes Vinod, or if he becomes Jeff or Nada, then you have to shift him from the ignorance to the awakened and say, hey, see the self, see how blissful. Do you see the self in him? Is he not the self like you are? And this is the kind of way that you...
It cannot be at the physical level, but it is at an altogether different level.
And so Niruma, he said, does it mean that it is an altogether different level? Absolutely, this is beyond the line of demarcation, says Niruma. It is after awakening in the Jnanvidhi of Dadashri. Yes, you can look at him as the non-doer. You can look him as the absolutely enlightened self within potential. You can look at him as the Sat Chit Anand Swarup, the blissful one. It is because when you see him as the doer, therefore you lose the awareness of the self. But if you see him as the non-doer self as he is, and the rest of the packing which is under the influence of SCE, then you are free. You can see him. So it is the seeing is the inner. Okay. Let us, Niruma, another question now. Is in the seeing and the knowing, does not the seeing come first and then comes the knowing, Niruma? Supposing I see you first, and then initially I see Niruma, and then after Gnan arises, that is Darshan first, so I see you and then I know that you are pure soul. Until Niruma says this is an internal thing, until it is not exactly separate, until it is the seeing in quotes does not happen until the separation happens. Only when you can see it exactly separate, then only you can see it. And one of the ways in which you can see it separate is by talking to Jeff, talking to Nada, talking to Patrick, talking to Vinod, and this is how you keep on at it. So the separation is attained by the internal conversation, because otherwise through these eyes you cannot see this what we are talking about seeing. Why? So why do you see it? He says, when he is fighting with you, you only see his face, but when you really, you cannot see the pure soul with him. Yes. Niruma, can we see the whole pure soul? Yes, you can see the whole pure soul, everything inside. You can see the internal as well as the external. You can see the thoughts, the chit, the ego, the subtle place of the antakaran. Question now. End of. Well, this is Mokshnu Tap tomorrow. Part 1. So we are going to do 5 minutes of Samayika, waiting Dada Shri, Deepak Bhai to come and do Vidhi for us. He is in Jamnagar today. Today they are going to have the Gnan Vidhi in Jamnagar. He is going to do Vidhi for us. As mentioned before, Vidhi is the direct connection to the Absolute Self within all, and especially the fully enlightened one, through the medium of the Gnani, who is totally without any inner knots, and therefore you are able to connect yourself to him. So in the Vidhi, the okay, so looks like he's coming on. Jai Sachidanand.
Jai Sachidanand.
Let us do Vidhi. Let us do Vidhi. Let us remain all day in this self as capital, and the thoughts machu shuddhatma chu 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 shuddhatma shuddhatma chu shuddhatma chu shuddhatma chu shuddhatma 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 shuddhatma chu shuddhatma chu. Deepak Bhai says, Jai Sachidanand, remain as the self and employ the thought, speech and action in the work of Jagat Kalyan.